The Masthead, January 2023, published by the Siemens Church Institute. My name is Don Sheets. In this issue, registration is now open for SCI's Mountain Challenge. What's in a name? The Siemens Church Institute. Report from the December 2022 IMO-ILO Joint Tripartite Working Group. See you on the mountain. Registration is now open for SCI's 2023 Mountain Challenge at Mount Snow in Westover, Vermont. Event dates are Thursday, September 28th to Sunday, October 1st. Space is limited. The Mountain Challenge is among our most popular events. If it reaches capacity, registration will be considered on a first-come, first-served basis. We will have a waiting list, but we encourage you to register your team early. Thank you for supporting SCI. For more information, please contact mountainchallenge@siemenschurch.org or call 212-401-4072. Thank you to Cargill for supporting the 2023 Mountain Challenge as our lead sponsor. To learn more about sponsorship opportunities for this event, please email mountainchallenge@siemenschurch.org. What's in a name? The Siemens Church Institute of. During our almost 200-year history, the Siemens Church Institute, SCI, has operated under various names. We began in 1834 as the Young Men's Church Missionary Society before focusing our efforts solely on mariners in 1843, which was reflected in the change of name to the Protestant Episcopal Church Missionary Society for Seamen in the Port and City of New York. This rather cumbersome name held for 63 years, until then SCI trustee Admiral Alfred Thayer Mann, USN, proposed a new name as we look to expand the Institute's size. "Whom do we serve?" he asked. "Seamen," was the reply. "Under whose auspices?" he continued, and the response was, "The churches." And finally he asked, "And what is the nature of our work?" "Institutional," was the response. As such, in 1906, we were incorporated by the state legislature as the Siemens Church Institute of New York. Of course, shipping and maritime have changed over the years, as has SCI. During the mid-20th century, we operated subsidiary port operations, including the Siemens Church Institute of Charleston, the Siemens Church Institute of New Orleans, and the Siemens Church Institute of San Francisco, all of which had ceased operations by the late 1950s. In 1960, with the introduction of containerization and the expansion of port operations across the river into New Jersey, SCI opened a large recreational center for seafarers and added additional chaplains and ship visitors. This expansion was finally acknowledged in 1976 when we adopted a new name as the Siemens Church Institute of New York and New Jersey. Since that name change, we have continued to evolve. In 1997, in addition to our operations in the Port of New York and New Jersey, we opened a new maritime simulation training center in Paducah, Kentucky, at the confluence of the Ohio and Tennessee rivers, and not far from where the Ohio flows into the Mississippi. At the same time, we expanded our pastoral care and chaplaincy work to include serving mariners crewing vessels on the western rivers. In 2000, we opened a second training facility in the Houston Ship Channel and added another chaplain to serve the lower Mississippi region. Today, the Siemens Church Institute is a robust multi-state operation consisting of the International Seafarers Center with chaplains, drivers, and hospitality staff in the Port of New York and New Jersey, our Center for Maritime Education training facilities in Paducah, Kentucky and Houston, Texas, our Center for Mariner Advocacy, located in New Orleans, Louisiana, three full-time ministry on the river chaplains, supported by a network of chaplain associates across 14 states, and our administrative headquarters, which is still located in Lower Manhattan, near where it all began 189 years ago. So, to better reflect this broad geographic diversity and who we are as an organization, we have changed our corporate name from the Siemens Church Institute of New York and New Jersey to simply the Siemens Church Institute, full stop. But our mission and our familiar logo will not change. Whether they crew vessels that move cargo on the inland river system, intercoastal waterways, or across vast oceans, we continue to champion mariners and seafarers providing them a beacon of support for pastoral care and legal advocacy and professional training and advancement, just as we've done for nearly two centuries. 2023 Maritime Training Benefit Luncheon, April 20th, 2023, Houston, Texas. Save the date, Thursday, April 20th, 2023. Marriott Marquis, Houston, 1777 Walker Street, Houston, Texas, 77010. 11 a.m. registration, 11:30 to 1 p.m. luncheon. This event supports SCI's state-of-the-art educational experiences for mariners at our training facilities in Houston, Texas, Paducah, Kentucky, and online. For more information or to participate as a sponsor, contact mtbl at siemenschurch.org or call 212-401-4072. SCI in the news. SCI joins Crounce Corporation's president and CEO, Matt Ricketts, in thanking the city of Paducah for its hospitality during Waterways Week. We are proud to be part of its vibrant river transportation community. See Letter to the Editor, Paducah Sun, January 7th, 2023. Kotug President and CEO Ard Jan Kuren, interviewed in Marine Log's CEO Spotlight, highlights our training partnership with SCI Center for Maritime Education, Marine Log, January 2023, page 22. CME is hiring. SCI Center for Maritime Education is seeking an experienced simulator instructor for its Paducah, Kentucky facility. This is a full-time, on-site, shoreside position. If you know of a mariner who might be interested in this position, please forward this link, seamanschurch.org/instructor. Report from the December 2022 IMO-ILO Joint Tripartite Working Group. The governing bodies of the International Maritime Organization, IMO, and International Labor Organization, ILO, approved creating a joint tripartite working group, JTWG, to identify and address seafarers' issues and the human element. The JTWG already has several items on its work list, including the abandonment of seafarers, sexual assault, sexual harassment in the Merchant Marine, and criminalization of seafarers. The JTWG met for the first time December 13th to 15th in Geneva, Switzerland, to review and approve guidelines on how to deal with seafarer abandonment issues, and SCI Center for Maritime Advocacy Director Phil Shiflin attended this meeting as head of the International Christian Maritime Association's ICMA delegation. After much discussion, deliberation, and hard work, the group ultimately approved guidelines that establish best practices for key parties, ship owners, surety providers, flag states, port states, and labor supplying states to better respond to seafarer abandonment cases. These guidelines are recommended as best practices. They are not mandatory. The next step for the proposed guidelines is forwarding them to the IMO's legal committee meeting for review and consideration in March 2023. Phil will be attending that meeting. If the legal committee approves the proposed guidelines without change, they could be promulgated as joint ILO-IMO guidelines shortly after. If the legal committee makes any substantive changes to the guidelines, they will have to be forwarded to the ILO for review and consideration. If this occurs, the promulgation of these guidelines will be delayed for at least a year, possibly longer. The next JTWG meeting is tentatively scheduled for late 2023, likely November or December, and will most likely be looking at ways to better address sexual assault, sexual harassment issues in the Merchant Marine. If you have access to the print version of the masthead for January 2023, there is a link to a YouTube video showing Phil Shiflin and a discussion on the work of ICMA delegation at ILO and IMO. And now a small word from our sponsor. Make a gift to support mariners and seafarers, pastoral care, legal advocacy, professional training. A donation to the Seamen's Church Institute helps us support mariners and seafarers with the challenges they face and the demanding work they do. Thank you. From the SCI Archives, it's National Popcorn Day. And what pairs perfectly with popcorn? A movie. In our ongoing efforts to provide wholesome entertainment to distract seafarers from the less wholesome fare in the Sailor Town saloons, SCI screened many movies both in the auditorium at our hotel at 25 South Street and on a screen in Jeanette Park, across the street from the main entrance. These outdoor movies attracted people from all around the neighborhood, including families living on canal boats and lighters that rafted up to Piers 5 and 6 between SCI and the Battery Maritime Building. In June 1922, the lookout called for the donation of a concert grand piano for the bandshell at Jeanette Park so the audience could hear the live accompaniment to the movies over the clatter of the elevated subway a block away on Pearl Street. Thanks again to our corporate sponsors, our sustaining sponsors, ACBL, American Commercial Barge Line, and Ingram. Our supporting sponsors, the American Bureau of Shipping, Kirby, McAllister, Moran, Tote, and Trinity Wall Street. In-kind sponsor, Seward & Kissel, LLB. Subscribe to The Masthead and engage in the conversation. If you receive this newsletter or a recording of this newsletter as a forwarded email from a friend or colleague, or regularly receive our emails and would like a complimentary subscription to our print magazines, please contact the Seamen's Church Institute, 50 Broadway, 26th floor, New York, New York, 10004, or write to them at sci@seamenschurch.org. This has been a recording of The Masthead for January 2023. All rights reserved by the Seamen's Church Institute. My name is Don Sheets. See you again next month. Bye.